Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Yushalma Yuma Perik Vav in the middle of Halacha Vav and in the Oizbar Tzur Staff. It's on Mem Alpha Amud Beis, 6 lines up for the bottom with the words Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar, and the article Tzur Staff. It's on Mem Hei Amud Beis, 8 lines up for the bottom. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marz Mem Sar Basi Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we're in the middle of a number of questions regarding the Parma Strafim and Sirma Strafim, and a lot of them revolve around the Tumah that these convey when they're taken out of the Azara. So Gemara tells us Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar, Rabbi Yirmiyahu said Reb Lazar asked the following Parma Strafim and Sirma Strafim. These parments, Sirman and Srafim, take out the next word, Shenitmu, Maushi Pasulim Shem Yotze, where they become Pasul because of Yotze. We know that Karbonis, or blood of Karbonis, if it's taken out of the Azara, that's called Yotze. It was brought out from where it's supposed to be, and that's a Psol. What about these parments, Sirman and Srafim, which anyway are going to end up being brought out of the Azara to be burned? So if they're brought out too early on in the process, if they're brought up before Zrika, are they going to become Pasul because of Yotze? I think Mark clarifies, Matsri Chale, what's the question in regards to? Krib Shem and Lakish, only according to Shiz Rish Lakish, Barum Krib Yechon Pshitale, but according to Riechon, it's obvious. Yes, it's not a problem. Why not? This bargain, there's a machalikas. Hashaychei toida bifnim. If a person shechts a carbon toida inside the azara, that's where it's supposed to be shechted. V'lach machutz l'chaima. But the breads of the carbon toida, we know there's 40 l'chamim, 40 breads that are brought along with it. They were outside the wall, and we'll explain in a moment what the wall is. Loi kadosh halechem, that bread, these l'chamim, they don't become kadosh, and you'd have to bring different l'chamim. Now, what does that mean outside the walls? So, Membe Zaman Alpha on top, Rabbi Yechonamer, he says, chutz l'chaim is Yerushalayim, it's outside the walls of Yerushalayim. Or Rabbi Shimon Lakshamer, he says, chutz l'chaim is azara, outside the walls of the azara. And Rabbi Shimon if meat of a carbon shlomim was brought outside the Azara and then brought back in, and then Zrikas Adam happened, it already became impossible because of Yotze. Now the chiddush in that is that even though the shlomim anyway was going to be brought out of the Azara, because that's where it's eaten, the owners don't eat it in the Azara, they eat it outside in Yerushalayim, so anyway the meat was going to be brought out, still, since it was brought out too early, it was brought out before Zrikas Adam, that's a psul. So we see Shiz Rish Lakish by a carbon toy is the same, that even though the breads are going to end up being brought out into Yerushalayim anyway, because that's where the carbon toid is eaten, since at the time of the Shechita and the Zrika, the breads were not in the Azara, that's a psol. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not a psol. Even though they're not in the Azara, that's fine. As long as they're in the Yerushalayim, there's no problem. And therefore, seemingly, regarding the Parman Sirman Nisrafim, even if they were brought out of the Azara before Zrika Saddam, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that wouldn't be a psol, because anyway they're going to be brought out. Whereas according to Rish Lakish, that's the question. However, Amar Rabbi Yosef suggests that no, but feel Rabbi Yochanan Srichalay. It's a question even Rabbi Yochanan, because Yerushalayim, afal pishen mechitza kachay kachim, Yerushalayim itself, even though it's not a mechitza for kachay kachim are not allowed to be eaten in Yerushalayim, they have to be eaten in the Azara, but mechitza hila kachim kalim, it's still mechitza for kachim kalim, because kachim kalim, such as a carbon toida, that is eaten in Yerushalayim, but chutz l'chaim is Yerushalayim, ain mechitza lo the kachay kachim, lo the kachim kalim, outside of the wall of Yerushalayim, that's not a mechitza for kachay kachim or kachim kalim, and therefore, the parman siyuran srafim, they were brought outside Yerushalayim before the Zrikas Adam, maybe that is a psul, even in Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. However, Amar Rav Mana says, no, in a mechitza lahen, isn't in mechitza for them? You're right, regarding Kachay Kachim and Kachim Kalim, the walls of Yerushalayim are not considered a mechitza, but specifically regarding Parma Sirman and Srafim, which are supposed to be burned outside Yerushalayim, maybe being brought outside Yerushalayim is not a problem, even though it's before Zrikas Adam. So really, this question is only Shitas Rish Lakesh and not Rabbi Yochanan, and we don't have an answer to it. Another question regarding the Parma Sirman and Srafim, Rav Lazar Shaul, he asked the following, Parma Sirman and Srafim, Maushi Tamu, Oichlim Umashkim, that's the proper girsa. Are they metame oichel umashkim beloy hechsher beloy toma, without hechsher without toma? We know that in order for food, which this is food, it's meat of the parman seirim, so in order to be able to convey toma, it has to undergo hechsher, it has to be prepared, be made susceptible to mekabel toma by becoming wet with one of the 7 liquids, and also it itself has to touch a source of toma. That's what it means over here, beloy toma, without touching a source of toma, because we know that usually has to touch a source of toma. So the question over here is, these parman seirim and srafim, are they able to be metame oichel umashkim even though they didn't undergo hechsher and they didn't touch a source of Tumah? And why would that be? Because eventually they're going to end up being a source of very strict Tumah once their Avodas Hadam is done inside the Beis HaMikdash and they're brought outside to be burned. Then they're an Ava Tumah, and of course they're able to be Metame Echol Mashkim. So what about before that stage, before they're brought out? Maybe they're still able to be Metame. However, Shmuel Kapadkaya asked on this, if that's really so, that they're able to be Metame other things even before the Zrikas Hadam and before they're brought outside Yerushalayim, then it means that their emurim, their insides, which are removed and burned on the Mizbeach, those should become Tame as well. Because already at that stage, you're suggesting that maybe these parman Sirman and Srafim should be able to be Metame, and obviously that would be a problem, because if these emurim become Tame, then you wouldn't be able to burn them on the Mizbeach. So Gemara clarifies that no, Ela b'Sheperishu. Really, the question is in regards to after the emurim were already taken out, this Sheperishu, they were already removed, then at that point in time, are these parman Seirim able to be Metame Eichlu Mashkim? However, the Gemara goes back and says, really, Vafilu Tame. Parashu, we can even say that the Imurim were not taken out yet, they weren't separated. Still, it could be Kadal like the following, in Mechatas Metamin Dover, Lachsu Letamis Imenu, the Mechatas, which is the water that has the Paraduma ashes mixed into it, they're not Metame something to now be Metame it, meaning when the water Paraduma touches something, it becomes Tame, but if that thing now touches the water Paraduma, it's not Metame that water the Paraduma, and by that same token, the Parmas Yirman Asrafim could still very possibly be Metame Oichlu Mashkim, even while they have the Imurim still inside, but nonetheless, when the Imurim are taken out, they're not going to become Tame. However, Hasra of Yirmi, continues asking, what about the nevela of a kosher bird? We know the kosher bird that died without being shechted and is nevela, and it's metame bebeis habliya. When a person swallows it and it goes into their throat, then it's metame them and their begadim. So what about the nevela of a iftar? It's metame tom saichlim beloy hechsher beloy toma, without undergoing hechsher and without touching a different source of toma. That's because eventually it will be metame toma chamura, as we just said. When a person swallows it, that makes them a very high level of toma, and so the parman siyman sofrim should be the same thing. However, on Rabbi Yosef has said that no, nivlas ayfatar in la mechitza, elu yashan mechitza, nivela ayftahar, that doesn't have mechitza, it doesn't have a limitation to where it's able to convey this toma, whereas these, the parman siyman sofrim, they have mechitza. As we had said, they're only able to be metame with this very high level of toma once they're brought outside the hazara. However, Omar Ramana says, what do you mean, nivlas ayfatar, yashan mechitza, it has a mechitza, adam hu mechitzasa, the person is the mechitza. When a person swallows it, only then it's metame, so that's considered its mechitza. The Eloi Kane, if you're not going to say that, Ilu Hevi Kelvil Bisha Begadim, if you brought a dog and you put clothing on it, Vechilu Nivlas Avatar, and you fed it the veil of Avatar, Shema Metame Begadim Besabliya, that's the gears, we take out the word Enoi, do you think it's Metame Begadim Besabliya? No, it's only Metame when a person swallows it, not when an animal swallows it, and therefore we see that the veil of Avatar does have a Mechitza, so maybe we should compare Parman Siman Astrafim to it. However, Omar Blazer during Ma'i says as follows that no, Nivlas Avatar, Mechitza Sabachomakim, the veil of Avatar, it's Mechitzas everywhere, wherever a person happens to be eating it, that's going to be metame. So it's not really considered a mechitza, but elu mechitzas ochos Yerushalayim, these, the parmas yirman asrafim, their mechitza is outside Yerushalayim, and therefore perhaps they're not able to convey toma while they're still inside the azara, unless they had hechsher and they themselves touched something that was tame. So this question as well doesn't have an answer to it. And we continue discussing these parmas yirman asrafim. Amar Blazer says, parmas yirman asrafim, shishchata lizrik is doma lamachar. He shechted them with intention that he's going to do zrikas adam tomorrow. That's a machshav of pigel, he's mefagel it. Also, lahakir murim lamacher, if his intention was that he's going to be makir the murim tomorrow. Pigel, he's just mefagel it. Whereas lisser as besar lamacher, if his intention was to burn the meat tomorrow outside Yerushalayim, loy pigel, that's not pigel. Why not? Shaloy chishav loy lachilos adam lachilos mizbeach, that's because machshava didn't have anything to do with achilos adam lachilos mizbeach, is a very key concept in pigel, that in order to pasul carbon because of pigel, which is a very high level psol, it's not just a regular psol, it's a high level psol that if somebody eats from it, he's going to be chayv kares. It has to be the machshava was that he's going to do something that has to do with an achila, either achilas adam or achilas mizbeach, chutzlas manoi. But here, this has nothing to do with an achila of a person or the mizbeach. His machshava was regarding being burned outside Yerushalayim, so it's not mefagalit. And related to this, the Gemara says, Rav Shammai Abaye, Rav Shammai has the following question, of the emurim, let's say the emurim of the parman siyman sofrim were lost. Ma'al lizrik adam al basar. Is he allowed to do zrik sadam because the meat is still here? This is a concept that we find by other karbonos, that even if the emurim were lost, if we still have the meat of the carbon, then we could do zrik sadam and the carbon's kosher. So what about the parman siyman sofrim? The meat is still there, but there's no emurim. Could they do zrik sadam? So Gemara responds, v'lishmiya da amr blazer. Didn't Rav Shammai hear what Rav Blazer just said? Shaloi chishev loy lachias adam loy lachias mizbeach. That the reason why a machshav of chutz lizmanoi regarding burning the basar of these parman siyman sofrim past the time that they're supposed to be is not going to be mefagalit. That's because there's nothing to do with achilas adam and achilas mizbeach, and therefore there's no way the zrik sadam could happen if this is the only thing that's left over. The only thing that we have is the basar of the parman siyman sofrim, since that's going to be burned outside Yerushalayim, and that has nothing to do with achilas adam and achilas mizbeach, zrikas adam can't happen either. And we keep discussing this parman siyman sofrim and this tum that's conveyed with the people who are involved in it. We had a machlekes in the Mishnah regarding who becomes tameh. So according to Tanakama, the people who are carrying the parman siyman sofrim out of the hazara already they become tameh. Whereas according to Reb Shimon, the clothing only become tameh once the majority of the fire caught onto these parman siyman sofrim. So it turns out that according to Reb Shimon, it's only people who are involved in the burning process that their clothing become tameh. So the question is, what does that mean, involved in the process? And to answer this, the pasuk tells us vasayrif, and one who burns them becomes tameh. The Gemara tells us loyamas is or loyamasad samaracha. It's not referring to the one who lights the fire or the one who arranged the fire. So ezu asayrif, what does this mean? The one who burned it, zehu amasayey b'shas asreifa. That's one who helps out at the time of burning. And Rabbi Yosi further clarifies, Adamar this tells us masayey b'shas asreifa matayim b'gadim. It's the one who helps out at the time of asreifa. he becomes Tamei Begadim, and Rav Ami says B'Shem Rav Lazar, HaMahapech B'Kazayas Matayim Begadim, one who turns over at least a Kazayas of meat at the time of when it's being burned, so he's helping out, his Kodim Kam Tamei, Leitzurcha Ella, what's the only question regarding, let's say he's standing inside the Azara, and he has a long beam or a long pole in his hand, HaMahapech B'Kazayas, and then he turns over a Kazayas while it's burning, Mahu, what's the din over there, is his Kodim Kam Tamei, and the answer is M'Shem Yadol, it's learned from the following, the Pasuk says, V'Haitzi V'Saraf, this is really just two words of the Pasuk. What we're learning from here is that he takes it out and then he has to burn it. What do we learn from here? Just like the one who takes it out, his clothing only becomes tamei once he fully takes it out. So to the one who burns it, he's involved in the burning. It's only once he's outside. It can't be that he's inside just turning over the meat with a long pole. And for the clarification of this, Mem Gemel Ralph on the top, Taman Amr Chizkiya over there, Chizkiya says, V'tamei Ada Arev, the Pasuk says regarding the Parah Aduma, that the one who burns it, he has to be titled his clothing and himself, and he's tummy until the evening. Now the question is, what does that mean, he's tummy till the evening? It's obvious, of course he is. And the answer is, L'Rabbi Sairef is including the one who is helping out with the burning, and so if Hachakain, so over here it's the same thing, the one who helps out with the burning, even if he just helps out a little bit, he's not the main one that did it, he also becomes tummy. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Zayin, the last Halacha in the Perek. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.